Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, March 14th, 2025. The Good Shepherd Food Bank works with hundreds of agency partners across the state to source and distribute nutritious, culturally relevant food in Maine. According to their website, last year, Good Shepherd distributed a record 39 million meals and strategically invested almost $1 million in grants to Maine's Hunger Relief Network. They released a statement Thursday in response to recently announced reductions in federal food assistance that they say will significantly impact people in Maine facing food insecurity. They say the USDA has canceled the local food purchasing assistance extension, which would have provided $1.25 million in funding to Maine over the next 3 years. The change represents a projected loss of 500,000 to 600,000 pounds of fresh local produce Good Shepherd Food Bank would have distributed through its partners to families facing food insecurity. Disruptions to another federal program, the Emergency Food Assistance Program, that one provides food banks with staple food products, and reductions in that will reduce Good Shepherd's distribution by approximately 250,000 pounds per month, starting in about 2 weeks, they say. Heather Paquette, the president of Good Shepherd Food Bank, warns, quote, "These changes pose real challenges to the charitable food network's ability to provide nutritious food for people across Maine," end quote. For information on how you can help, go to www.gsfb for Good Shepherd Food Bank, gsfb.org. Kicking off the St. Patrick's Day weekend in Camden tonight, Dan Passamato and friends bring an evening of Irish music to the Camden Opera House from 7:30 to 9 p.m. You can get information and tickets at camdenoperahouse.com. There will be a pruning workshop tomorrow from 10 to noon in Ellsworth, hosted by the Arbor Commission. The workshop will be led by the community tree steward Michael Otswerk and certified arborist Tabitha White, who also serves as a city council representative to the Arbor Commission. They say, quote, "Tired of unruly-looking trees? Attend the upcoming pruning workshop and be part of a growing community of citizen pruners. You'll get expert tips and step-by-step instructions on tree pruning from our team," end quote. They say participants should wear tall boots in case of snow, bring gloves that can hold tools like hand pruners or saws, and optionally fill a reusable water bottle to stay hydrated. And if you're interested in participating, it's okay to just show up, but they strongly encourage people, if they can, to RSVP by emailing treesteward@ellsworthmaine.gov. You can get more information on the town's website, city's website, ellsworthmaine.gov, and it's taking place in Knowlton Park in Ellsworth tomorrow from 10 to noon. The Mariahville Grange will have a St. Patrick's Day dinner and live entertainment tomorrow evening, Saturday, March 15th, from 5:30 to 7. The menu will include corned beef and cabbage and other Irish favorites. Tickets are $20 each and can be purchased by calling 337-990-2732. All proceeds from the dinner benefit the Mariahville Grange and Community Center, and organizers add that kilts are optional. Again, that number is 337-990-2732. And in the very likely event that you're not standing by with a pencil in your hand when I give out a website or an email address or phone number, you can go to the archives at weru.org. As this program is airing, and unless there's been some kind of technical problem, you should see Around Town already posted with the websites, email addresses, and links that I mentioned. Just click on the Public Affairs Archives tab. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Have a happy Pi Day, and I will see you on Monday.